From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a new ceasefire has taken effect in Yemen, with all sides promising to abide by it. The truce is aimed at giving peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait a chance to succeed. Mohammed Amir, a resident of the capital city Sana'a, said he hopes, God willing, in this truce there will be peace and a ceasefire. Both the Saudi-led coalition backing the government and the Shia Houthi rebels have promised to adhere to the truce unless they are attacked. Fighting was reported in several areas as the hour for the ceasefire approached. The Houthis occupied Sana'a in 2014, forcing the internationally backed government of President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi to flee to exile in Saudi Arabia before returning to the southern port city of Aden. A Saudi-backed coalition launched airstrikes against the Houthis last year and sent in ground forces. The airstrikes and fighting on the ground has killed more than 6,000 people and created a humanitarian catastrophe in Yemen. The UN says some 80% or more of Yemeni civilians are in desperate need of food and medical aid. Chad's President Idriss Déby is expected to win a fifth term in office as voters cast ballots in Sunday's election. Mr. Déby, facing 13 challengers, has led the country since 1990 when he seized power in a coup. A key issue has been security in the face of Islamic extremism, especially the Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgency. Protesters rallying against the government in recent weeks have been met by police using tear gas to break up the demonstrations. In February, Mr. Déby pledged if given another term, he would reinstate term limits scrapped in 2005. This is VOA News.